We'll negotiate the February 1, 2008 edition of the Rain Report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the first week of February, this is the Rain Report. I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK. One of the cornerstones of amateur radio for more than half a century has been the passing of messages over the air, better known as traffic handling. NTS, the National Traffic System, and MARS, the Military Affiliate Radio System, are steadily moving toward wide-scale digital processing and distribution of emergency, health and welfare, and routine traffic via amateur radio. This week, we'll bring you two excerpts from 2007 Dayton Hamvention forums that detail this welcome move. First, we'll hear from John Tipka, W8UL, Ohio STM, Section Traffic Manager.
Why digital? That is the trend, and I think you're going to find in the future that the people that were out there to service, whether it's on the ARES side or health and welfare traffic that's coming through the national traffic system, are going to demand more accuracy and more timeliness. Because of that, we have to come up with new ways to get the traffic there accurately and in some cases faster. I'm in the digital area in that I have a mailbox operation for the 8th region, Michigan, Ohio, and West Virginia. All of the digital traffic that comes in for those three states comes through my mailbox, which is set up on 80, 40, 30, and 20 meters. It's on those frequencies that are authorized for automated use, like 3592, 3594, 71005, 10141, 142, 143, and 14098. But the thing about it is, with the digital, you can transmit digital about five times faster than an individual can read traffic on a manual type net. Don't get me wrong, the digital only serves the transport phase of message traffic handling. You have the origination phase, the transport phase, and then delivery phase. Those are both needed on both ends. So organizations like the Ohio Single Sideband Net will never go away, hopefully, because those folks are the ones out there who are delivering the traffic to the ultimate addressee. Why digital? It works extremely well in weak signal conditions. And I think that's probably the key right there, is its weak signal ability to pass traffic accurately. And the thing about digital is that when you transmit it, it transmits it accurately. It never makes a mistake because of the cyclic redundancy checking that's in the protocols that are used in transmission. I use what's called the old classic Winlink system that was built in the early 1990s. It works just fine in a national traffic system digital. It will sit there and transmit everything that's loaded into the editor. And when it gets to the other end, it receives it accurately also. If it doesn't, it just drops the link and that's it. That message didn't go through and you do a retry and the next time you connect, it goes through accurately. Because it just sits there until the check agrees to what's being put out and the forward error checking. It has both ARQ and FEC. And CRC along with it. So that's the nice thing about digital, is the accuracy and the speed that goes along with it. Digital is superior to CW and a phone in that particular accuracy. It is probably as good as a CW, with CW in good propagation conditions. The thing about the software is it takes a message that is, let's say, this big, and it smashes it. It compresses it. And then when it gets to the other end, that gets opened up by the software on the other end. So you can get more throughput in a given amount of time with the digital. I'm looking for people, especially in Michigan, West Virginia, and Ohio, to give me a hand with pulling some of this traffic down off of my mailbox operation. It seems I'm the only one that's unloading it. If you have a $50 or $60 TNC sitting in the closet, a CAM or an AEA, even one of the MFJs, dig it out and put a little bit of software on it. Probably a good place to start with is some simple software called AirMail. It's out there. It's free. See what you can do with it. With airmail, you can work high freak on Pactor if you have the necessary wherewithal in the TNC itself. And you can also work VHF. You can go keyboard to keyboard, or you can go automatic. Either way you want to handle it. But the trend of the future is to go digital. That will indicate to me that we're going to need more people out there to help with this effort. We need to resurrect some of these old TNCs, and I've talked to a number of people about the use of the protocol called Pactor 1. It's going to be around for a long, long time. The two high-speed Pactor protocols are proprietary. They cost a lot of money. Made by SCS over in Germany, sold here in this country by Farallon. They start at about $850, and they go up to around $1,400. You can get about half of the throughput in the same amount of time with a Pactor 1 TNC on something that is from the early to late 1980s. So when people are talking about passing traffic on digital, that's why it's coming across on digital. We're reinventing ourselves to be able to handle this influx of health and welfare traffic that will probably come the next time there is a major disaster caused by natural consequences or caused by terrorism. Let's hope it never happens, but we have to be prepared.
John Tipka, W8UL, Ohio Section Traffic Manager. You are listening to the RAN Report, heard along Chicago's North Shore and beyond on the NS9RC family of analog and D-Star repeaters. We'll continue our brief look at the digitalization of amateur radio traffic handling in a moment. This is RAN, the Radio Amateur Information Network. Welcome back to the RAN Report. I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK. Now for our second short excerpt about the digitalization of amateur radio traffic handling. It's also happening within MARS, MARS.
Navy Marine Corps MARS and Army MARS and Air Force MARS are military affiliate radio system. We are all amateurs. That's one of the prerequisites for being MARS members, to be an amateur. We like to work closely with the amateur radio community. In fact, most of the people in the military affiliate radio system were an Aries or a RACES or do some other function within the amateur radio community besides their duties in MARS. MARS has our own traffic system. It's a national traffic system. Each service has their own. It's automated. Right now, we're using Pactor BBSs. The Army MARS is using WinLink 2000, relying somewhat on the Internet. We can handle NTS traffic. We format it slightly to get it through our system. It's delivered at the other end and turned back over to a local traffic net you have, say from the Ohio single sideband net to the Virginia single sideband net, wherever it happens to be going, and it's put back in just exactly the way it was formatted when it's put in here in Ohio. So we try to make sure that that's done correctly. Our national traffic system also handles a lot of emergency communications traffic. Our task in Navy Marine Corps MARS and the three MARS services is to provide emergency communications for the Department of Defense. And when the Department of Defense has determined they don't need us, then we turn our hats around and become amateurs again and help out the amateur radio community in providing emergency communications support. So we're available to handle all the different traffic that comes up for emergency communications. We work with Aries in several states. Living in Maryland before I came to Virginia, where I am now, they had a very close working relationship between MARS and Aries. In fact, the state was divided up, so they had VHF all linked up on the western part of the state, all linked to Baltimore, Maryland, and all linked up down around southern Maryland, St. Mary's County and Patuxent River. And they didn't have a way to talk to each other except on HF. So what we did, we put the MARS stations on there. There were MARS liaisons on each of the Aries nets. They took traffic during the SETs. If they wanted to send something to another part of the state, MARS took it, delivered it via HF down to a station local that got it into the Aries net down the other part of the state. Worked very well. We have MOAs, Memorandums of Agreement, with Maryland, D.C. Aries, Eastern Washington Section Aries. We're working on several other ones throughout the country to try to provide that same service with providing our long-distance HF capabilities to that. We don't work CW. We are prohibited from working CW, is the only reason why. long ago, one of our guys said, hey, you guys are all sitting there chewing a rag playing CW, and we want you to get involved with modern digital stuff. And so he made it prohibited us from using CW. We can't practice on our Mars frequencies anymore. They go to your frequencies, the traffic nets that you have, to maintain their proficiency in CW. We always tell them that when an emergency comes up, you use any mode you can to get the message through. And if that's CW and it's on a Mars frequency, you do it. I'll take the heat up at my end if that happens. Especially if life or a limb are at stake, we use it. Any mode we can.
You've just heard two excerpts from the 2007 Dayton Hamvention Forums detailing the growing digitalization of traffic handling in the U.S. Amateur Radio Service. We've heard from John Tipka, W8UL, and ARRL Section Traffic Manager, and Bo Linforce, retired U.S. Navy Captain and Chief of Navy Marine Corps Mars, MARS. The RAIN Report is copyright 1990-2008. RAIN, all rights reserved. These programs are made available to the amateur radio community under a Creative Commons license. Now for RAIN's founder-producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I am Byron Lee, KC9EEK, bidding you a very 73 from all of us at RAIN, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.